T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. Lots going on in Washington. Have you seen this little flare-up over the Arizona representative who got elected in a special election? And she's claiming that Mike Johnson won't swear her in because she would be the 218th vote on a petition to release the Epstein files. Johnson says that's not true. But that's part of what's going on today. Now, speaking of the Epstein files, Kash Patel is planning on having a news conference today at some point with President Trump. We don't know what all that's about, but maybe Evan Brown does with Fox News Radio. He's covering that story today. Evan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Never a dull moment. What's going on today with the president and the director of the FBI?
So the press conference was yesterday. And it was a press conference to announce crime numbers, crime statistics in the cities where the federal government has deployed assets, namely the FBI and others to help combat violent crime, often to the chagrin of local leaders, like, for instance, in Chicago and in Portland, where they say they don't need the federal help, where President Trump says, oh, yes, you do. Some of those numbers have been drastically reduced. The mayors in those towns have said that, the crime was coming down anyway. But the president has made fighting violent crime, specifically things that are gang and drug related, a cornerstone of his new administration. And he even admits that he really didn't have these plans while running for office, that he had crime as an issue, but as it related more towards border matters. But he's seen that there has been a need for the federal government to step in some of our bigger cities where crime is running rampant and people are not safe.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that San Francisco would likely be the next one because it is, as per his words, a mess.
Yeah. And I'm sure they'll give a big welcome carpet to both ICE officials and the FBI. One thing that I found interesting was the feedback that came from both Memphis police and D.C. police. Just talking about how the support of both ICE as well as the National Guard has allowed them to execute warrants. A lot of outstanding warrants have been executed, which is why those numbers were so high that they released yesterday. And they said that just frees up their police to actually do police work instead of patrol.
I mean, look, extra manpower in any scenario is always going to be more helpful, right? I mean,
right.
That's always going to be the case. And the FBI has really stepped in, too, because FBI does have some purview, especially with regard to trafficking and whatnot. And even Kash Patel, the FBI director, said that they've already this year nabbed four of the people on the FBI's 10 most wanted list.
Yeah.
As compared to during the Biden administration, where four were arrested over the whole course of the 4-year term. So that's a pretty big improvement. Of course, four come off the list, four new people end up on the list. It's a never ending list. But the point is that there has been a major step up here. And yes, it has come at the ire of mayors and governors in Democratic cities and states that say that this is just a political posturing move by the president, and it's not really doing it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Stephen Miller's a little bit of a lightning rod for the administration on this, but I thought the point he made yesterday about J.B. Pritzker, I think, was spot on. Let me play this, and for people that hadn't heard it, this is just a part of what he said.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a fool and he's a moron, but also, most importantly, Sean, he hates America. And let's just be honest about it. You can't love your country and then fight President Trump to keep murderers murdering.
Yeah, but I mean, I think my argument on this, Eben, is to a Governor Pritzker, if he ever would agree to come on my show, would be, what's your number? I mean, how many murders a year are okay with you? And if you've seen a blueprint in Washington, D.C., for example, or Memphis, on how you could reduce those numbers, why wouldn't you want to enroll in that?
Well, I think if I could make it even more reductive than that, I think one of the things the new Trump administration has done very, very well, and Stephen Miller certainly part of this, is it really puts the argument as in, why are you against fighting crime? Yeah. Why are you for murder? I mean,
they're defending, right?
Yeah, they have put their political adversaries, in this case Democrats, really into their own painted corner, and it's never something that they're going to win, because if you're going to go for re-election and say I prevented federal cops from apprehending gang related murderers, it doesn't look good. So yeah, the Trump administration knows that, and they've worked that to their benefit, and of course to the benefit of people, because there is a reduction in crime that is palpable. Whether or not it was happening on its own without federal involvement is an argument some people will make and some people won't accept. And that's, I think, kind of secondary to the idea that the streets are getting safer in some of these cities. And that's what most people care about.
Yeah. And ultimately, for the people that live there, I mean, I don't know what things are like in where you are in Florida, but for the people we talked to in D.C., they're like, yeah, it was kind of a relief to get to know you could go out to dinner at night and not have to worry about maybe being carjacked or robbed on the way home.
Yeah. I mean, and that makes a difference. Look, every city's going to have certain bad neighborhoods or whatnot. I think that kind of goes with it. But, when you're on the main thoroughfare and you can't walk down the street during daylight hours without risk of being assaulted, then you've got a problem in your city.
You certainly do. Eben Brown, thank you for your time this morning.
Welcome.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.